Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today with a classic recording from the great Sonny Rollins entitled The Bridge, named after the Williamsburg Bridge in Lower Manhattan, where Sonny would go out and play for hours on end, trying to improve his chops. And when he got back to the recording studio, named his album, The Bridge, after the Williamsburg Bridge. So let's listen to the title track, Sonny Rollins.
Thank you. If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander round, hating the sound of a rain. With you beside me, the rose would bloom in the snow. With you beside me, no winds of winter would blow. I gave you my love, and I was living a dream, and living would seem in vain. If I ever lost you,
that's one from Vi Red. She is a fine singer and alto sax player, and we heard her on the track If I Should Lose You from the album Bird Call. That's a 1968 release. Vi Red on sax and vocals, Bobby Whitlock on bass, Rich Goldberg on drums, Herb Ellis on guitar, Russ Freeman on piano, Roy Ayers on vibraphone, And that is a great recording from a West Coast jazz artist from the 60s. I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, we heard from Sonny Rollins from the album The Bridge. We heard the title track, a Sonny Rollins composition. That's Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Crenshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Next up, we're going to hear a brand new album from saxophonist Noah Preminger and bass player Kim Cass. It's entitled The Dank. It is an EP. The entire recording is about 20 minutes long, and it's made out of a bunch of short tracks. We're going to hear two of those. I've known Noah Preminger for many years. I've followed his career. But when this first came out, I wasn't that interested in listening to it, a bass and saxophone duet. But it came up in my Apple Music recommendations, and I gave it a spin, and I was astounded by it. It has such a creative, new sound. I think you'll enjoy this. Let's hear from the album The Dank, Grip It and Rip It. And we're going to follow that with another short track entitled Spank Banquet. From Noah Preminger and Kim Cass.
Thank you.
That's John Sermon, a fine saxophonist out of Great Britain. From the album Brewster's Roosters, we heard Hilltop Dancer, and that also includes John Abercrombie on guitar, Drew Gress on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Before that, we heard two from Noah Preminger and Kim Cass on saxophone and bass. The album is The Dank, and we heard Grip It and Rip It, followed by Spank Banquet. Next up, let's listen to Keith Jarrett, one of the great piano players of our time. He's no longer able to record or tour due to a stroke that he had a few years ago, but we're going to hear an extended set right here, beginning with Shades of Jazz from the album Shades, a 1975 release. One of three Keith Jarrett tracks you'll hear in this set. Thank you. Three tracks from the great Keith Jarrett. The last one you heard, Long As You Know You're Living Yours, is the name of the track from the album Belonging, with Keith Jarrett's European Quartet. Keith Jarrett, of course, on pianos, Jan Garbarek on saxophone, Paul Danielson on bass, and John Christensen on drums. Before that, we heard All I Want, the Joni Mitchell tune from Keith Jarrett's The Morning of a Star. And that's Keith Jarrett on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. And we began that set with Shades of Jazz from Keith Jarrett's Shades album. Keith Jarrett on piano, Dewey Redman on saxophone, Charlie Hayden on bass, Paul Motion on drums, and Guilherme Franco on percussion. And that's his American quartet, plus one being the percussionist. We're now going to listen to something brand new from Shakti, the John McLaughlin and Zakir Hussain collaboration of jazz and Indian classical music. And they've got a new album that's coming out at the end of this month, but they've released a single. It's entitled Mohanam. The album will be called This Moment. Let's listen to the single that was released from that album.
tikkatattum takadugada tikkatattum kedada kadari kedatum kedada kadari kedatum kedada kadari kedatum ta taddi taakadum taddi taakadum taddi taakadum ta taddi kedatum taddi kedatum taddi kedatum ta
sarigadava gigabadada tadabadabadada gigabadada gabadariza sadabadabadada sarigadava gigabadada gabadariza
That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show on WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut, and a podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. I'd like to invite my listeners to join in the conversation about jazz music by joining jazztodon.com. It's a great social media platform, part of the Mastodon Network, a great alternative to Twitter. I'm an active poster there, as well as posting for All About Jazz. So join in at jazztodon.com. We're going to close things out with more John McLaughlin from his great Mahavishnu Orchestra. The album, Birds of Fire, we're going to hear Miles Beyond. I hope you have a great week and come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.